right across Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network and heard first on the mighty 2SER in Sydney. This is Chimes, bringing you the best in guitar, pop, music. Well, I try to bring the best. It's up to your ears, I guess, and how you perceive what I'm presenting to you. But you'll always hear a lot of different stuff and from across the musical timeline and spectrum. We've got some great tunes coming up on this edition. I'm digging into my bag of old tricks. An album that I haven't listened to in a long time, but I spent some time with this week. Do you remember the band Serious Young Insects from the 80s? If you don't, they eventually turned into Boom Crash Opera. Well, I'm digging something up from their excellent album Housebreaking that I loved back in the day. We'll also hear a band called The Trips, who released on Waterfront Records a great compilation. I played a track from that compilation a couple of months ago, and we'll hear more recent efforts from Boyo and The Real Numbers. But let's start with this group, who are very, very hard to find out information about them. They're called Free Casino. As you can imagine, you get all manner of card games offered to you when you put that into your search engine. But they're a trio from Rochester in New York. And I love this track. They are on Bandcamp, but even when you put Free Casino on Bandcamp, it's very hard to find it. Keep persevering because it's worth it. I'll put a link on our website. Their latest single's called Locomotive Jumper, and it's a beauty.
I'm a locomotive jumper, sun up to sundown, you find me lying on the ground. I'd like an eternal slumber, Sandy and Big Thief until the end of summer.
Turn that light.
The music of Fred Cornog has long resonated within my collection under the name East River Pipe. He released his music, or I first came to the attention of his music through the fantastic Sarah Records imprint in the 80s. And I didn't know this little fact that he came about his name, East River Pipe, because he saw a big pipe spewing out raw sewerage into the East River. And I thought, I'm the pipe, the sewerage is my songs, and the river is the world. Okay, that's one way of looking at your output musically, I guess, but I love that track. And I like all his stuff, actually. I wouldn't call it sewerage. From East River Pipe, I played for you, Make a Deal with the City. It's a beautiful track. We started with Free Casino and their slacker pop track, Locomotive Jumper, that dropped in December this year. And I think they're currently recording an album, and I look forward to hearing more from the trio, who, like a lot of young bands, don't put a lot of information about themselves online, or they choose a name that makes them difficult to search. This is a little program called Chimes. I was about to say another program I make very easy to get confused on 2SER and right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. Now, I played East River Pipe in a way to lead into the next group, and in the descriptors for the sound of The Real Numbers, they're compared to a lot of bands that came out on the Sarah label, including the aforementioned East River Pipe, the Field Mice. I can hear the group St. Christopher in some of their more strident pop songs, and they've got a new EP that's about to drop. It's been held up, apparently, in production via the Slumberland label. It's now coming out March 19, but it's also being issued in Europe on the Meritorio label. And everything I've heard so far has a really fantastic indie pop heart. It's really sort of, as I said, strident, buoyant, uplifting. This one's a little more laid back and languid, and I can finally hear that connector to someone like the Field Mice. So let's play two tracks. First up, we'll hear Real Numbers from their new EP that'll be out soon. And this one's called In the End, and I'll follow that up with a classic track from the Field Mice.
In the end, your world surrounds me as if it should, as if it should. In the end, it's giving badly. I think it should, I think it should. Thank you.
That's from the very first Field Mice EP that came out on the Sarah Record imprint, Emma's House. Played for you the track Fabulous Friend. And we started out with The Real Numbers and the track In the End. This EP is going to be a ripper. Short and sweet, but beautiful nevertheless. That track, probably one of the longer ones, In the End, clocking in just over 4 minutes. This is Chimes, heard right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. I'm Paul Gough, bringing you the best in guitar pop. Now, I remember seeing this band back on Countdown in the day, and they were described as a quirky three-piece Melbourne new wave band. They had a gentle soul, in a sense, and a lot of the bands that came out of Melbourne had that, as opposed to the harder, harsher edge of Sydney bands at the time. I guess there was always that kind of Detroit sound that was sort of flowing through the veins of a lot of the pop stars or rock stars in Sydney. Anyway, I really loved Serious Young Insects and was reminded of them the other day and decided to dig out their album Housebreaking that had some fantastic tracks on it, singles like Be Patient and Faraway Places. Their first single that came out prior to that in 81, Trouble Understanding Words, is another beauty, but I've got to go digging through my vinyl archives to pull that one out. But this track has the classic jangly sound and a deep melancholic heart. This is Sad.
Yeah.
Excellent Trouble in Mind label, a record that came out in 2018. It was the debut full-length for the Lovebirds. And if you're looking for them online, you've got to put the hyphen between Love and Birds, otherwise you'll find all different bands. I guess that's one way to differentiate. In the Lover's Corner is the name of the release, and it is a classic dose of indie slash power pop. Great tunes on that release. I shared with you the track Clear the Air from the Lovebirds. And we heard from Serious Young Insects that hopefully if you are of my generation, it'll take you screaming back to the 80s. And if you've never heard them before, I hope you like them. Sad is the name of the track from their album Housebreaking. Don't think it's one that's, certainly I don't think it's available in a digital form, and I'm not sure if there was any kind of compendium of Serious Young Insects' work. It might be just something you've got to go digging around in your local sort of vinyl bin and see if you can find a second-hand copy. You're tuned to 2SER in Sydney and right across Australia. Thanks to the Community Radio Network, to Chimes. I don't know much about Boyo, only that I really, really like this song. Robert Tilden goes by that name, and I guess maybe that's an easier name to remember. He's an LA-based singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and his latest track builds over time to something a little noisier and a lot of fun. The track is called Ghost Noise, and then we'll hear something equally spooky after that from Comet Gain. This is Boyo.
Yeah. my confession, walking into the sun. My map of the universe is your haunted heart. My map of the universe is your haunted, your haunted heart. My mind creates new gods to evolve and win at all cost. The archetypes are alchemized. They flash gold words before your eyes.
Why they didn't sort of climb to the heights of some of their peers at the times, the likes of Camera Obscura and Bell and Sebastian. I speak of Comet Gain, and many records in my collection of theirs have been flogged to death. They came back in 2014 with a great album called Paperback Ghosts. And if anything, you don't know who they are or haven't heard their albums, I would recommend that as a great starting point for their sound. Comet Gain, Paperback Ghosts, the name of the album, given we're in a ghostly mode with Boyo. And the name of that track, Your Haunted Heart. From Boyo, before that, a one-man band, Ghost Noise, a track about being haunted by mementos and spectres from the past. But, hey, it's a catchy song. That's why I played it, not so much for the ghostly theme, although I followed that up with Comet Gain. Sometimes I like to do that. It's a bit of fun, playing around with tracks. I remember years ago I did a program that was, the songs were all fruit, and I remember some people being a bit perplexed and thought I was a bit of a nong, but it's fun occasionally to make those thematic shows. I might do something, I don't know about fruit, but I'll do something in a couple of weeks' time. This is Chimes. Here's a compilation that came out to celebrate the 33rd anniversary of the C86 cassette, a great little cassette that was issued as a freebie with the NME magazine. They did this from time to time. I don't think they had any idea of the importance of that release. It sort of strung together a whole bunch of bands, and there was quite a variety on that particular tape, but it sort of heralded a new direction in British guitar music, and it sort of gives rise to a lot of the stuff we play here on Chimes, very jangly music. And anyway, the ripples over time, not only through subsequent other compilations that mirrored the title, like a C87, C88, in reissues in recent times, but in more recent times than that, again, you got this C19 release that came out in May last year. It features 22 tracks from some fantastic bands, the likes of the Reds, Pinks and Purples that we've played recently, Ducks Unlimited. But I'm going to share two tracks from it. We'll hear from Secret Meadow shortly out of Indonesia, who I've played on the program before. But let's start with a group called The Umbrellas, who released the excellent Maritime EP back in 2019. Let's start with a track from them. This is City Song.
Thank you.
Jakarta, a group that have a love of groups like Radio Department, Slow Dive, but equally they love the music of that C86 era, and they are a part of this fantastic little compilation, which if you go looking for it online, C19, it's a name your price option, and you can get 22 great jangly tracks for whatever you care to pay. The track I shared with you from Secret Meadow of One's Desire, pretty good tune, and we started with The Umbrellas and the track City Song. This is Chimes, celebrating great guitar music. Here's a wonderful group that were around in the mid-80s, speaking of C86. I think that's when they formed, but the Sydney Variation. They're called The Trips. They're a three-piece, but they weren't around for very long. They released a 7-inch single called Sometime Today on Waterfront Records, and then also contributed to a great compilation on that label as well. I played the track from The Pranksters a little while ago called City View that I really loved. Anyway, this trio also released a 12-inch on Strand Records in 87. I'm not sure what happened to them after that, but this track I like a lot from them. This is Crystal Palace.
Tears ago,
Yeah, that's such a bouncy, catchy little number from the Passmore Sisters that started out in Bradford, moved to Manchester, formed in 84 and recorded four singles, an album and a couple of sessions for the late, great John Peel from a compilation where they collated all their sort of tracks they put on compilations and singles, the original Rock and Roll Chair. I played for you the track Difficult, probably my favourite Passmore Sisters track because of it just having a great up-tempo feel. We heard prior to that the music of The Trips, a trio originally from Sydney, as I said, a single and a track on a compilation for Waterfront Records called On the Waterfront, and that's where you heard, well, that's where that track that you heard came from, called Crystal Palace. They released a 12-inch after that on a different label and then sort of went their ways. This is Chimes. This is one of the great albums from last year. From, I guess you'd call it a super group of sorts of indie musicians from the UK. Beth Arsey was a part of Aberdeen and so many other ensembles, The Fireworks, Trembling Blue Stars, The Luxembourg Signal and Lightning in a Twilight Hour. She's got a wonderful voice. She teams up with Sean Charman from The Wedding Present, The Pop Guns and then Terry Bocher and Hannes Müller. Round out the quartet under the name Jetstream Pony. There's some really great pop work on this release. The song's really catchy. They've had a couple of 7-inches out between that release. But let's listen to the opening track from their brilliant debut album. This is It's Fine.
Time.
There's an indie rock dream pop ensemble by the name of Keeps out of Nashville. Now, of course, you probably don't imagine music like this coming from Nashville because it's painted so much as a country town, but there is a lot of different styles that live in that city. And I guess it's probably a good place to be because there's a lot of different studios where you can record your music. They're a four-piece, and it's their follow-up album that only dropped in December last year to their 2012 release. Aficionado is the name of the release, and I played for you the opening track, New Day. We started out with Jetstream Pony and It's Fine. You've been listening to Chimes. I'm Paul Gough. Get in touch. Chimes at 2SER.com is my email. It's always great to hear from you. And if you'd like to listen again to the program, you can do so by just heading to 2SER.com and looking for the Chimes program where all the details of the tracks exist. But don't do that just yet, because coming up now on 2SER, one of the great programs and a man who always has many tricks up his sleeve, Stuart Coop and Dirt Music. I'll catch you next week.